Hello, everybody. Thank you for listening to my podcast. I'm your host, Jay Bell Marie, and I just want to wish everybody a marvelous Monday. I am currently recovering from a week-long vacation, followed by 3 days of work right afterwards, and this is my third day of being off work. And I am just sitting here, just relaxing. I am chilling. I am regrouping. I am regrounding. And I decided to go ahead and record this podcast episode for you guys. Now, my inspiration for this episode came from certain things that I have been seeing online regarding mental illness. Those of you who are not really familiar with pop culture, I just want to go ahead and give you a little bit of a backstory as to why I decided to record this episode. There is an R&B artist by the name of Summer Walker, and lately she has been documenting her struggles on her Instagram and other social media. She's been documenting her struggles with social anxiety, and a lot of people have been criticizing her and chastising her because of the type of pictures that she takes and because of how she interacts with her fans and also because of the fact that she used to be a stripper in the past. Now, guys, I just want to tell you that mental illness affects people differently, okay? It doesn't matter what somebody does as a profession. It doesn't matter what somebody looks like. It doesn't matter how much money somebody has. It doesn't matter what someone's race is, what somebody's gender is. It doesn't matter what their nationality is. Mental illness affects people all across the board. Okay? And it affects people differently. Summer Walker is one of those people who did not really understand what could possibly come with being famous, okay? In my opinion, just from observing some of the things that she says, you know, and with social media, I can understand it being a struggle. People are extremely ignorant. People can be extremely cruel on social media. And I don't think she was quite ready to deal with that kind of exposure. Okay? I could be wrong, but that's just my personal observation. She won an award recently for Best New Artist. I can't really remember what award show this was, but you could tell in her body language from when she walked on stage and the speech she gave to accept the award that she was extremely uncomfortable. She said probably two sentences and then she wanted to get the hell up off of that stage. Okay? That didn't look like somebody faking anxiety. You could tell that she was terrified. As somebody who suffers from anxiety, I probably would have been terrified too. Guys, we have to stop making fun of people when it comes to their struggles with their emotional and mental health. Okay? Now, there's Kanye West. Kanye has been spiraling mentally for years. And a lot of people have been making fun of him, making jokes about him, and they're just chopping it up to him and his persona. But to me, there seems to be something a little deeper going on. And what bothers me about it is the fact that nobody is willing to step in and get this man help that he obviously needs. He's just fodder for the tabloids and for people making fun of him. And it's really sad. And guys, I really, really hate to bring Reese into it, but in the Black community, it's a huge stigma to have a mental illness, okay? We have to stop being so hush-hush when it comes to certain things, okay? We need to stop sweeping shit under the rug. We need to stop telling people to keep things, what happens in this house stays in this house. No, 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 no. You cannot heal something by covering up. You can't cover up something and expect for it to heal. No, you need to expose it. You need to figure out what the root cause is so that it can be healed. Okay? Stop telling people to pray and it'll just go away. No. Okay? That's not how you deal with it. Start recommending resources. Start talking. Start sharing. And stop with the judgment. Stop with the criticism. Stop with the bullshit. Because it's not working. Let me tell you what's going to happen if we keep on going the way we are going. More people are going to be silent. More people are going to be hurting in private and smiling in public. More people will be committing suicide if we do not get our shit together when it comes to this issue. Summer Walker being a stripper in her past does not have anything to do with what she is going through right now. Okay? And I happen to know a couple people who used to strip. And quite a few told me this exact same thing, that a lot of women would either have to smoke something or drink something before getting up on that stage. So that doesn't have anything to do with what's going on here. Okay? A lot of people also criticized her because she didn't want fans hugging her. She says that she's an empath. Be it, she has the right to have boundaries, okay? Let's just keep it real. I'm not saying that gives her a pass for being an asshole, but she is her body. If she don't want people touching her, that's her business. Hell, I don't like people touching me. When somebody touches me, I'm ready to swing on somebody. That's just how I'm wired, okay? Let me tell you guys a little something. I have been dealing with anxiety my whole life. I got formally diagnosed with it when I was 18 years old. I have learned over the years what my triggers are. I have learned coping skills. I have not had an anxiety attack in a very long time. I am what's considered high functioning. I can get up, go about my day, and yeah, I still have a little bit of anxiety when it comes to certain situations, but I'm able to still get things done. I'm able to operate the way I need to in order to be productive. Now, that's how anxiety affects me. But there could be somebody living in the next apartment building who has anxiety that is so bad that they are not able to go to work. They're not able to interact with people in a normal way. They're not able to parent effectively. It can affect people different ways, guys. My symptoms may not match somebody else's. And that's not just with anxiety. That could be with depression, borderline personality disorder, PTSD. You just never know. Okay? So that's another thing that we need to keep in mind. And stop expecting mental illness to have a certain look, because it doesn't. There's no telling how it's going to affect somebody. Now, I didn't want to make this long, but I just want to say, if you are struggling mentally or emotionally, just know that you are not alone. There's a lot of people going through this as well, and you have nothing to be ashamed of. You have nothing to be embarrassed about. If you need help finding resources to get you through what you're going through, if you need recommendations for a therapist, my inbox is open. You can reach me online on Instagram at simplyjbell, or you can reach me on my other page at The Empath Coach. I run two different platforms for obvious reasons. But my Empath Coach page is just more so for spirituality, my brujas, my highly sensitives, my INFJs, my empaths, my intuitives, my mystics, everything. Whereas Simply J-Bell is just kind of me in my everyday life and just me talking about just random ass shit. So whichever platform you feel more comfortable following me on, by all means do it. And just know that my inbox is open and I would be happy to refer you to anything that you need. But this is going to conclude this episode, and I really hope that you guys continue listening. I have a lot more in store for you before the year closes out, and thank you. Till next time.